is on your agendas, and that is to elect the leader of the council for the ensuing 4 years, who will also be the chairman of the council's executive. Could I ask for nominations, please? Councillor Hutchinson.
I'd like to nominate Councillor David Stewart.
Thank you. Councillor Seeley. Seconded. Are there any other nominations? No? Okay. Are there any members wishing to speak in support? Councillor Hutchinson.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Stewart has been an effective and able leader of this group for the last 3-4 years. And he's been an effective and able leader of the council for the last 4 months of the last administration. I have absolutely every confidence that he will be as good and grow over the next 4 years and will make a very effective and capable leader for this council. I'm very happy to support him.
Thank you. As there are no other nominations,
yeah.
Sorry. Councillor Lumley.
Just a question.
Brodie, sorry.
Doesn't matter. I'll live with it. Just a question. The previous at the start of the last administration, well, the previous administration but one, 4 years ago, as I recall, the leader was elected for the year. And that continued to be the case at all the annual meetings for the previous 4 years. I assume that was a constitutional requirement, yet I see nothing here that suggests that the constitution has been amended to allow this election of a leader for 4 years. Now, it's just maybe a moot point, but I actually think just changing the constitution with by typing a few words on a sheet of paper isn't very democratic, and I'd like an explanation for that. Thank you.
Valid point, Councillor
Lumley.
Helen, please.
Prior to 2011, it was the case that appointments were for 4 years. From the Localism Act in 2011, the position changed and gave councils the discretion to decide on the term that they wish their leader to serve. And so it is open to this council today to determine if it wants to appoint a leader for 4 years or 3 years or 1 year. At the moment, the agenda refers to 4 years. That's a matter for the chamber, and we really should vote for 4 years.
Councillor Barry.
So it's not just a matter of electing a leader, it's a matter of us changing the constitution tonight. I think we should have had some sort of warning of this. I was on the constitutional working party, as was Dave Stewart, several others here. Well, we had several meetings in Watford looking at the constitution, but this was never put up, and the change in the constitution should be from yearly to 4 yearly. I think I agree with Jeff, it seems to have been slipped in there when we're not looking.
It's a legislative position whereby you can choose to elect the leader for a different period of time. It is on the face of the agenda 96, the option to, or the item to elect the leader of the council for the ensuing 4 years, and it does clarify underneath that on the face of the agenda that the Localism Act 2011 gives the council that discretion.
Chairman, can I just clarify what the monitoring officer is saying is I understand is that there hasn't been no constitutional change, it's just an option that we have. Okay, thank you.
Councillor Brodie.
It would have been helpful if, as has always been the case in my 12 years on this council, if there had actually been some discussion with all opposition councillors ahead of tonight to present this as an option. It augurs very ill for the future of this council that a person is being proposed tonight as leader of the council who cannot talk to opposition members. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Seeley. Noted, Councillor Brodie. With no more nominations, I would like now to move to the vote. All those in favour of Councillor Stewart, please raise your hands.
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Brading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Mosdell, Councillor Merwin, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Perks, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Seely, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Whittle, Councillor Andre, Councillor Baker-Smith, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Smart, Councillor Jones-Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Chapman.
And all those against, please.
Councillor Medland, Councillor Brodie, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett. Sorry, Councillor Lilly.
Thank you. And are there anyone wishing to abstain? It's 29 votes in support of Councillor Stewart. Therefore, I declare Councillor Dave Stewart is duly elected as leader of the council for the next 4 years and invite the newly elected leader to address the council. You have 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, Council Officers, Council Members and all our guests. I want to begin by thanking full council for my election to the role of council leader. I also congratulate all elected members here tonight for their success in the recent elections. When campaigning for the election in May, I made it clear that if I was elected as leader, I would provide strong and clear leadership and look to work with all members of the good of the island. That remains my intention. The electorate endorsed that approach and have given the Conservative Group a clear mandate to lead the council and deliver on the commitments we have made in relation to the following areas. Ensuring we balance the books with a lawful and balanced budget. Providing support and direction to enable the island to achieve regeneration and sustainable economic growth. Meeting our pledge to deliver good education across the island. Taking the necessary steps to improve our island's infrastructure. Protecting our heritage and our unique island environment. Addressing our housing needs, including the need for affordable homes, taking a proactive approach towards community safety, and ensuring we meet the challenges of adult social care and public health. These priorities are aligned to Cabinet members' responsibilities, and I have selected the following members to the Cabinet. Councillor Hutchinson, Deputy Leader and Resources. Councillor Ward, Transport Infrastructure and the BFI Contract. Councillor Whitehouse, Children's Services and Education. Councillor Whittle, Regeneration and Business Development. Councillor Abraham, Planning and Housing. Councillor Hobart, Heritage and Environment. Councillor Peace, Community Safety and Public Protection. Councillor Mosdell, Adult Social Care and Public Health. Councillor Merwill, Procurement, Projects and Forward Planning. In addition, as a team, we will deliver several future projects and partnership engagements, which will include providing and hosting a digital conference for Hampshire and the Island, which is to be supported and funded by the Local Enterprise Board. Providing a youth conference to enable young islanders to have their say in the future of the island. Providing a green conference that recognises the importance of protecting our heritage and environment. Providing a forum for engagement with town and parish council leaders to ensure we understand and support their needs as our key partners. Maintaining a business advisory group to advise and support our plans for regeneration and sustainable economic growth. Exploring and driving forward the One Island, One Public Service initiative, which has already attracted interest and support from government, as well as our partners in the public and voluntary sector. And reviewing the island plan with officers and key stakeholders to ensure it is fit for the purpose of going forward. This is an ambitious agenda, and to deliver it, I have selected a cabinet team which has broad range of experience and skills and is motivated to meet these challenges. Under my leadership, we will be working professionally, ethically, and with integrity to deliver these goals. That is what we promise the electorate, and that is what we will do. Finally, I wish to say a few words to all members about the process by which we will deliver our commitments. I have already said I will look to work with members from across the chamber who are not embedded in the park's grandstanding and internal politics, which the public have become fed up with, and instead are wanting to contribute to achieving outcomes that are in the best interests of the island residents. I am sure many of you make commitments to your residents which you will wish to honour. I would like you to do so as well. And by engaging in the structures and processes we plan to provide going forward, you will be able to do so. All members and officers need to understand and accept that the past no overall control council has gone. The electorate have given a clear mandate for our leadership of this council. So I ask all members to recognise this and let's work together for the good of the island, because that is what our community wants us to do. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart.